Well, it's well known that human tongues can taste five sensations: the sweet, salt, bitter, sour, and the mysterious umami. And this is due to different molecular receptors in our taste buds. But now, research from scientists in the US has shown that bitter taste receptors actually play a role in our lungs as well as our tongues. And their finding could lead to new ways to treat asthma and other lung diseases that affect around 300 million people around the world, including me. I am an asthmatic.
You bitter believe it. So come on, what's the story here then?
Well, this work builds on a discovery that we covered on the show back in 2009, where researchers first discovered that the same receptors that detect bitter tastes on our tongues could also be found in our lungs, and they're lurking on special hairy cells that line our airways. And it's thought they're there to detect nasty stuff in the air we breathe and stimulate the lungs to get rid of them by sort of producing phlegm and wafting this stuff out of our lungs. But now, Stephen Liggett and his team at the University of Maryland have published a paper in the journal Nature Medicine showing that the same bitter receptors can actually be found in airway muscle cells too.
What do we think they're doing on those cells?
Well, the researchers thought that stimulating these bitter receptors with bitter chemicals might cause muscle cells to contract, and that would narrow the airways and cause you to cough, so you'd cough out any nasty stuff you'd inhaled. But in fact, they found the opposite. Bitter chemicals actually cause a massive spike in calcium within these muscle cells, and that makes them relax. It makes your airways become more open. And this isn't just a small effect. It was actually three times larger than the effect that they saw with chemicals called beta-adrenergic receptors. Agonists, and these are molecules that are commonly used in asthma inhalers to relieve airway constriction.
Indeed, your average salbutamol puffer is a beta 2 agonist, isn't it? That's what that
does. Exactly, the old blue inhaler.
So, what are the implications here then?
Well, the scientists think that stimulating these bitter receptors could be a really great way to treat asthma or other diseases such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or COPD. Now, there's thousands of naturally produced and man-made bitter chemicals out there in the world, so at least one, and probably more, is going to be suitable as a drug, so it'll be non-toxic and it'll be active and be able to be delivered in the right way. And the lab research also suggests that combining bitter receptor activators with current asthma treatments such as these salbutamol, these beta-adrenergic receptor agonists, they might pack even more of a punch because these drugs work in completely different ways on the cells in the lungs. But it might mean that your asthma inhaler tastes a little bit nasty.
I was going to say, it might not be something you want to inhale. Thank you very much, Kat.